Workers throughout the world are today marking May Day. The day is an opportunity to take stock of all workers across the globe and reflect on the socioeconomic situations that affect the world of work. A statement issued in Accra by the Organization of African Trade Union Unity, said and signed by the Secretary General Hassan Sanmonu, entreats African countries to abandon neoliberal economic policies and adopt people-centered socioeconomic policies to satisfy the basic needs of the people. We bring you the details.
The observation of May Day celebration has been in existence since 1890. It is celebrated annually on the 1st of May to bring workers together and strategize for better working conditions. A message from the Organization of African Trade Union Unity said over 5% of gross domestic growth achieved in Africa has not been translated into decent jobs, particularly for the youth and women. Again, the neoliberal economic policies implemented by conservative governments in Europe has worsened the lives of people in countries like Greece, Spain and Italy. Uatu said the situation is provoking a strong fight back by workers and people of those countries. The organization therefore asks workers to use the occasion to rededicate themselves to the protection of trade unions, human rights, ensure peace and unity, and uphold democracy. It also charges workers to fight corruption and ensure accountability and good governance. In Ghana, the national celebration of this year's May Day will be held in Sunyai in the Bunahafu region. President John Evans Atta Mills is expected to address workers. It's on the theme, Election 2012, the role of workers in ensuring peaceful and fair elections.
You heard details of a statement on May Day by the Organization of African Trade Union Unity. Meanwhile, President John Evans Atta Mills is expected to address the national celebration of this year's May Day to be held in Sunyai today. It is on the theme, Election 2012, the role of workers in ensuring peaceful and fair elections. The Secretary General of the Ghana TUC, Kofi Asamoah, explained that the theme is a clarion call on workers and Ghanaians in general to be advocates of peace before, during and after the elections. Now we bring you a write-up on May Day.
May Day, also known as Labor Day, started in America when the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions started agitating against harsh working conditions in 1884. At the time, people worked between 10 to 16 hours a day in bad conditions. Death and injuries were common at many workplaces, compelling organized labor to declare that work should be done 8 hours a day. At a national convention in Chicago in 1884, the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions, which later became the American Federation of Labor, proclaimed that 8 hours a day should constitute the legal number of working hours effective May 1, 1886. However, all efforts to legally enforce the 8-hour work per day failed, so organized labor went on strike. On May 3, 1886, police fired on the unarmed and peaceful demonstrating workers, killing 4 and injuring many others. Later, a fake case was registered against the labor leaders and 8 of them were sentenced to death. The remaining 3 were pardoned, and in 1890, the 1st May was observed in memory of innocent people of the labor movement who died in the struggle. In the course of time, May Day became the most important day of labor movement and is now celebrated throughout the world. Radio Ghana wishes all workers a happy May Day.